welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. The Southern Baptist Convention is a widely represented church body in Southern Illinois. In 1993, a theological controversy occurred at its flagship seminary. Ryan Burge is a political scientist and a Baptist pastor. He examines the intellectual and social context of that event for this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
From the outside, it seems like a non-story. A religious denomination installs a new seminary president. He requires all instructors to affirm the denomination's doctrinal statement. It's not unusual for religious-affiliated schools to make such requests to their faculty. However, when Albert Mueller, the new president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, asked his faculty to affirm the Baptist faith and message in 1993, just four professors out of nearly 100 complied. The situation captured a battle that raged within the Southern Baptist Convention, but was largely unknown to anyone outside it. Nevertheless, the conflict reflected debates occurring throughout the wider world. It reverberated here in Southern Illinois, home to many Southern Baptists. If asked which denomination best exemplifies conservative evangelicalism, most religious scholars would answer the Southern Baptist Convention, or the SBC. But this was not always the case. The SBC could be described as theologically and politically moderate as late as the 1970s. For example, a 1971 resolution encouraged Southern Baptists to support abortion laws that made exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. In contrast, the 1993 delegates resolved to advocate banning abortions altogether, stating that the earlier convention voters had, quote, accepted unbiblical premises, unquote. How did America's largest Protestant denomination move so quickly? A committed group of conservative Baptists used their knowledge of the SBC's hierarchy to change its course. In the 1970s, Southern Baptists, led by William Powell, realized that to turn their denomination in a conservative direction, they would need to control the president's office for at least 10 years. The church's seminary trustees held five-year terms with the possibilities of one re-election. Thus, over 10 years, a president could influence the election of every trustee of every seminary. Powell's strategy succeeded. Conservative Adrian Rogers was elected president in 1979. By 1989, supporters of the movement dominated the SBC structure. During those 10 years, changes were made to a theological document called the Baptist Faith and Message. One of the most controversial was the replacement of the word infallibility with the word inerrancy in the section describing the Southern Baptist view of the Bible. The SBC now held the Bible to be without errors of any kind, a position that many moderate Southern Baptists found untenable. What many found even more objectionable was that the denomination imposed a statement of faith at all. They argued that an essential part of being Baptist was not being required to affirm any particular doctrinal statement. The founders of the SBC had written, quote, "We have constructed for our basis no new creed, acting in this manner upon a Baptist aversion for all creeds but the Bible," end quote. Clearly, it would be difficult to oversee a denomination of nearly 15 million members that has at its core an understanding that the national office cannot unite all congregations under a common belief. This reality confronted conservatives during the 1980s. Many gained seats on organizational boards, but soon realized they could have little direct impact on the SBC's theological direction. They concluded that the most effective way to change the beliefs of average Southern Baptists was to change the type of sermon they would hear each Sunday. They sought to train a generation of men in conservative theology at Southern Baptist seminaries. Many professors at the seminary in Louisville, however, opposed the recent changes to the Baptist faith and message, if it's not its very existence. They felt they couldn't honestly comply with President Mueller's request or rally students to a cause they themselves didn't fully support. The 1993 controversy and the Southern Baptist Convention resembled one that happened 20 years earlier in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, another denomination represented in Southern Illinois. Both evoke questions that have been at the root of countless debates. Should communities reinterpret their defining text in relation to new knowledge? Should ethics be reexamined in light of social changes? Should authority and liberty be balanced? Such conflicts will keep arising, and some will surely be painful. Perhaps, though, the better we can identify the underlying questions, the better our chances of making the debates constructive.
That's Ryan Burge. He's an instructor of political science at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston and the senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Mount Vernon. Ryan is a graduate of Greenville College and holds a Ph.D. in political science from SIU Carbondale, where he was a postdoctoral fellow with the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. He often writes and speaks about intersections of religious life and political activity in the United States. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.